just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Yo! What up, 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 man? It's your boy Diggy Dat. We back at it again. Shoo! Yo, listen, I'm excited. You want to know why? I didn't think we're going to be here. You know what I mean? Holy shoot. Yo, change the narrative, CTN. 9 episode in. Can you believe it? Yo, your boy done did it. But yo, I couldn't have done it without your help. So thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Thank you for tuning in. I couldn't ask for much more support, love, than I've gotten. And there's not enough words to really... Yo, I'm a little bit emotional, but like, I'm gonna keep it real and just reflect on this love, up, the downs, and just go through the 9 episodes that, you know, God was blessed to give me. It was once a month. And just soak in that energy, you know? So without any further ado, again, it's your boy Diggy Dat. You already know what it is. It's on the Instagram page. It's on SoundCloud. It's on Akis. It's on Spotify. And hell, follow the Twitters, the snaps, whatever it is. The ideas are coming and it's growing and it's love, y'all. So let me jump into it a little bit. Let's start with the most recent one, therapy. You know, there's a lot of things that's going on in the world where issues are across the board, you know. And it's not something to be ashamed of, but sometimes society makes us reluctant to be transparent. You know, we say that honesty is the best policy, but yet we're afraid of hearing the truth and looking into the mirror. And that's why therapy is there for you, you know. I was fortunate enough to have the great Tamara. I like to call it Dr. Tam. Shout out to you. You already know what it is for dropping them gems. You know, like, yo, she came in and schooled me, y'all. Like, it was one of those where, like, she took the narrative and she really, like, changed it up. So I can only imagine being her, was it, did she say, was it patient or client? It was a client? Yeah, I think it was client. A patient you're prescribing, right? But, anyways, I'm not the professional. She's the one with the masters, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just go in there, listen to it, drop some more comment, keep it coming, and we just... You know, we just can't do what it is. So that was that episode 8. It was fire. You know, and when we started this in episode 1, where I kind of gave you the pilot, like, I come from a long way, you know, like there's a lot of ups and downs and doors that I couldn't even imagine that would open. But at the same time, there's expectation, you know, like, which I had to overcome, set for myself, and also witness, you know. And I want to bring that feeling back, because in this episode, just like in that one, there was a certain joy that only God can give you, you know what I mean? And sharing that, having the ability, having that platform to share that with people where we can look back and reflect, is exactly what inspired this exact episode here, you know. And it's important to do that in life. So I'm gonna try to keep it nice and juicy and simple, actually, right? So change of narrative is a platform where we talk about the reals. I don't care who you are, where you're from. I want to talk about the stuff that I know is happening in my house, that's happening in your house, because that's what makes us a society. That's what makes us human. We gotta be able to have the hard conversations. We gotta be able to talk about things that are truly gonna uplift us, but also never let us forget where we come from. And more importantly than that, if we can, find our purpose. You know what I mean? And like-minded people whose destinies intertwine, cross path, not by accident, but making it a habit of being intentional with such purpose. Which brings me to the snooping and not snooping episode, where I had the great gems, you know, an entrepreneur, a mother, a sister, you know, Miss Gems, drop some gems. Like, it's so uncomfortable when you do something like that, you know, like when you go into somebody's life And instead of feeling like a sense of belonging, you almost have to sneak around. You know, like snooping is not a good thing. If I can remember something is that she said is like, as we grow older, we get wiser, where you know better to even snoop or expect such a behavior. But some way, somehow, society is almost doing that to us to some extent, right? At least I feel like it, where in order to really know what's going on in your life, I gotta follow you on social media. I gotta creep and follow your stories and know everything that you decide to share with me, but not really know who you are. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's my train of thought. What do you think? Is that not snooping? Is that not creeping? Because a lot of us, y'all, we're not really who we are. Like, you go on social media nowadays, men just like women, we're both guilty of this crime where we're portraying a lifestyle which makes other people envious, makes you aspire to almost, you know, be alike or think that you're as this particular image, just to come find out the harsh reality that maybe that image wasn't real. Maybe that image isn't for you. And how do you deal with that? I know that social media is affecting me, if I can be transparent right now, in ways where I miss human interaction, which is why I'm grateful for the platform, which is why I'm honored to have these great guests that I've been able to have. And hell, even you too, bro. Yeah, you hear him laughing in the background. Like, that's the producer right there, the man who makes the magic happen, you know? So, with that... Pardon? Now, we're going to jump in. Listen, we're going to go through life as it is, you know? It's so unexpected, but you do have to... I have to take time sometimes and really count my blessings. You know, I'm an emotional person and we're so busy with life where we don't always have the opportunity to be ourselves. And this, on this platform, I get to interact with you. I get to interact with all the guests that have come on and shared their perspective, their views and their life. And I get to interact with the fans, which we're finding different ways to make it more interactive. And that's the blessings. You know, that's my therapy. You know, so yeah, I wanted to answer you in that aspect. I don't even know if I did answer you, but that's my response to that. Sticking to the narrative, right? Episode 9. Can you believe that? Once a month? We were able to consistently put out something that was loved by the listeners, you know, and that has to stand for something. No, like, I don't know, I'm clapping myself in the back, like I said in the pilot, where it was supposed to be a what did I say, a slap yourself or clap, whatever it is, like, you know what I mean, like, I'm clapping myself in the back for that one. Round of applause, because I didn't think it was possible. But I really do owe it to my family, my listeners, my fans. Because again, it's becoming apparent that opened my eyes up. You know what I mean? Like, just like everybody when you grow up, you know, you didn't ask to be born in the family that you're born. And just like every family out there, you have issues that you go through that you feel like you're alone. And sometimes we go through it alone, even if we have siblings. Like in my case, where it was me and my sister. So yeah, there was two of us. But there was that point of time where I'm becoming a man and you are becoming a woman. So that separation where the path called life, and we have to walk it alone. It's hard when you're not surrounded with people who ground you, you know? And when I became a parent, it almost made like all the life lesson and sacrifices that my mother was doing for me come to light, you know, made me realize that I was really lucky and fortunate to stand here 3 decades strong, alive and healthy, you know, because I got sick. I can't lie. COVID is real, y'all. They ain't lying to us. Whatever it is, whatever that you do, however you live your life, take your precautions and make sure you're safe. Yeah, like it's sad that we needed this to teach us that we need to wash our hands when we come home, that we need to not put every and anything in our mouth, touch our face, nose, without necessarily making sure that our hands are clean. Cleaning after ourselves, period, wherever you are, whether it be your table, your house, your whatever, you know what I mean? Like, there's a standard of hygiene, and it exists. So for that reason, listen, do you live your life and be safe, because it does exist. But I'm alive to tell you the story, and I'm grateful for that, because not a lot of people were able to, you know, to make it through. So again, that's what the episode is about. It's about reflection, it's about being real, it's about being transparent, it's about just talking about in the moment, you know, how we feel about life. Because one second it's here, the next second it's gone. When we were born, we didn't ask to be born. Some people struggle with having and keeping kids. Some people aren't fortunate enough to experience the that wonder of being a parent. And a lot of us take it for granted. That's the real reality of things. So when I had that episode parenting, that was the real first episode where I'm hosting somebody, you know, like it's my show. Like, because with the pilot, it took a lot of emotion. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of behind the scene. It took a lot of courage to let that out. So when it came out, there was a certain high. It was like, oh, you know, like you feel like, you know, you're out here. But with parenting, y'all, like, if you're not a parent, I think you should still go into that and listen to the big boy Pat. That's the broski right there. Like, yo, from when I was, 10 years old, elementary school, till now we're parents. The man has life experiences that, listen, I don't know how he did it, but he's doing it. You know, a true mentor. And the beautiful Karen. Yo, fellas, she's single. Just saying. She gonna kill me for this, but you know what? As a brother, being around that woman, it makes you a man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nothing short of. So because of that, I get to say thank you, and I can let my boys know that, like, if you're a man, holla at this beautiful lady, because she schooled me about being a parent, you know? Like, reminded me a lot of my mom, you know, like a mother, single mother, hustling, grinding, and still managing to walk around beautiful. What? Parenting, man. Like, when you become a parent, it's something that it's a first. Just like the episode when I said it was the first time where I feel like it was my show. That's how it felt. That's how it still feels, being a parent. Like, you're responsible for a lot of things. You know what I mean? Like, you're responsible for a person's reality. You know, and that's when the show really hit me. That's why I feel like we hit the ground running. And, you know, and there was a lot of doubts. If I can really be honest, I felt like, am I ready for this league? Like, am I really ready to be out there, like, talking to people, like, questioning them and, like, calling them out? And, yo, when the door was closed, the mic was gone, the lights was turned off, I started, like, doubting myself. And that's when you know that you're doing something good. Like, that's when you know that you're doing something that you should be. Because nothing in life is easy. You know what I mean? Nothing in life just come without childbearing. Like, it's pushing through those doubts. And again, shout out to the producer, man. He's really holding it down, because it can be easy. You know what I mean? As I'm sitting here talking to y'all, listen, we have our own separate lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, what we put out there is not something that we just wake up one day and scritch, scritch, and make a scratch and do, like, nah, fuck that. Like, you know, it takes some real planning. So again, thank you to those who commented on that particular episode. And more importantly, thank you to the the guests that came on, Patrick and Karen. And I wish everybody by the age of maybe 21, if you can afford having a child, meaning you have the support of that, do it. Get it out the way. Think about it like this. When you reach 31, your kid's 10 years old. By the time you reach your mid-30s, your kid's a teenager. They're at that stage where they don't need you. You know what I'm saying? And you can live your life. You know, you're a hot mom or a young man. Like, whatever it is. Like, yo, 35 is the new 19. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, do it. I mean, you don't just be having pointless sex out there. I know that's all we got. That's all there is to do nowadays. But, yo, let's bring it back to the way things was. Like, you know, bring it back to, like, how our parents used to date. You know what I mean? The generation don't change. And it's kind of sad, you know? It gives me a little kind of blues and it kills the mood a little bit. It makes it discouraging. Because you don't find genuine people out there nowadays. You don't find honest people, you know? And which kind of brings me back to that Christmas episode. You remember, like, I don't know, y'all weren't there to know how it is, but when we first recorded that episode, yo, shit was going on in my life those times. Yo, times were rough. Like, you know, it reminded me of days where, like, when you know, teenagers not knowing, you know, yo, is the lights gonna come on this week? You know what I'm saying? Like, times were rough when I mean with the Christmas blues. So when we first recorded that, the energy was dark. I don't even know if that shit would ever air, but the blessing to be able to have the opportunity to even do a remake and to even, like, leave it out there for people. Yo, let's change these narrative, man. Like, join me and let's celebrate. Because Christmas time is, that's what it's about, right? Celebration, family, this, then the third. Let's create this family. Let's grow this family. Let's get together. This past Christmas, it was only literally by God's grace that I was able to enjoy it and not be alone. And there's really people out there that on Christmas Eve and Christmas and even New Year, since we'll be dropping this once a month, that, like, they're spending it alone. Y'all, that's not okay, man. There's plenty of food to go around. And if you're like me, the best part of Christmas is being around people where, like, you know, you're feeling bubbly, you're feeling soft, you're feeling nice, like you're surrounded by love. And thank God that every Christmas I have my family here. But if you're one of those people that this Christmas you don't have nothing to do, hit me up. You know? Don't wait. Don't even if it's last minute, by all means, if you have the courage, because it takes a lot to be like, hey, listen, I'm not doing nothing. What you doing? And we hook up. Hit me up. But I'm trying to make sure, by God's grace, again, that this Christmas, it won't be a blues. It'll be a Christmas festive, y'all. And we're going to celebrate. Because every year I get the privilege to do that with my family, despite the hardship that we be going through, despite the indifferences, despite the struggles, we still manage to always come out. And for that, again, I can only be grateful, man. I mean, this is a reflection after all, you know? So it is what it is. I come a long way, bro. I know people who are in jail spending way too much time of their life wasting it for a mistake they made. Yo, shout out to you, CP. Hold your head up. You already know. But man, 9 episode. Oof. Like, I gotta take a minute to, like, reflect on that a little bit, because these artists nowadays ain't easy, eh? We gotta give them more credit. We really do, y'all. To put your heart and soul into something and hope that the world is gonna receive it the way you intended it to be, that's not an easy task. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, it takes a certain, like a certain discipline, you know, that, like, to keep going, to keep pushing, especially through your own personal doubts. You know, like, that kind of actually reminds me of an episode. Like, I think it was episode 6 with Sammy and Andy. Like, yo, the way we planned that episode was supposed to be about whooping. We're supposed to talk about, you know, like, the urban side of things, of whooping, of how, like, you know, the struggles and this, that, and the third. But, like, we try to get bougie with it and try to, like, oh no, we already know how it is to be black. Let's try to get the other side. Where the way Andy gave it to me, it was unexpected. This guy wasn't even supposed to be on the show, y'all. Like, it was supposed to be just me and Sammy. We called him three, met him and at the trip. Dominican 30th birthday, the bad decision. Those that know, you already know. But like, he came here and he held it down, probably gave us the most funniest moment of the show. But because I guess he wasn't, as Kevin Hart would say, he wasn't ready. Yo, Andy came and saved the day, bro. Because he lived it the way we lived it, if I remember correctly. Traveling up and down, getting whipped in school. You know what I mean? Like, and he was a Frenchie like me. Like, you know, so you can't even tell by looking at him like that. Like, so just having to overcome and become the man that he is, hardworking, down to earth, not knowing or owing me anything, came on the show, shared his stories and his perspective, which was really insightful. It was, bro, saved the day. Because at that point, the ball was just rolling. We almost got too cocky with it. 6 episodes in, thinking like, oh, boom, 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 we can just go in there, change the narrative. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the most recent one, yo, Dr. Tam came and like, she took over the show. And that, I don't know how other people felt, but I felt so inspired. Like, it made me want to get off up my ass and start making excuses, because she gave us so much gems where like, I had to bring it back. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Life is short, right? And I don't want to digress. The discipline it takes to put out your heart out there and expect the world to take it the way you intended it to be is truly an art. And that whooping episode showed me that, because the way it was written and the way it played out just reminds me of those whooping that I took, whether it be from my mom, from the teachers. Well, not when I say teachers, here in North America, very few people are going to be able to relate to that. But for those of us that come from elsewhere and had to like make a stop along the way, whether it be in Europe or came here, understand that adjustment period that it took, where back home, you don't really want to get in trouble the way you do here, because by the time you make it home, bruh, them whippings, that's why if you see a person from Africa fresh off the boat, that's why they're so strong, because you're from early, you knew how to take a hit. You knew how to give a hit. Shout out to my Zulu African warriors growing up downtown in Pembroke. They know what it is. We have to scrap away to get certain respect, but we created some bonds with some of the most amazing guys in our community today. And ask them, they're OGs at 30 years old. Whereas, you know, you look at it, when we were kids, we played outside. And like I said before, how you know where the outside was to go is them bikes. You go outside, you're whatever it is that you're doing, you figure out where all the bikes is, you go to that house. And that's how you know where all your boys at. Nowadays, it's everything is social media. Everything is electronic. You still got to be grateful for it, but that's the generational change right there, you know? So you really have to be disciplined. You really, 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 really have to be disciplined. And one thing that really sticks out to me within all of it is, in a weird way, it feels like life is just all about relationships and how you mold that, you know? Because, yeah, we all have dreams. Yeah, we all go through things. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But like, no matter how we slice that particular life, whosoever life it is, it's really gonna shine through based on the significant relationship that particular person went through. So really indirectly, our life is strictly depends on the relationships that we decide to have, entertain, and have the opportunity to expose ourselves to. Because exposure lead to expansion, right? So I did an episode with relationship, and At first, it started like it should have been like a romantic one, and like, you know, like maybe do it with a girl's. Yeah, that was unexpected, kind of, right? Because when I brought that to you, I don't think you saw that. I feel like those were my two best work: the relationship and the therapy. Because though it wasn't expected, it wasn't planned. Like the vision wasn't really clear, and the way it came out was perfect. So, with the relationship, shout out to the boys, Nate, Joel. You already know Remy Creative. You can see what he's doing, and the boys came and held it down. But relationship is truly important, and we did touch a romantic side of it, and you get to see in that episode how men view relationship. I mean, we didn't go too deep as far as romance aspect, but like everything is a relationship at work, in your personal life, your friends, your girlfriends, your family. Those are all different relationships. And you'll be so surprised how much of us go through the same things. But if we just took a minute to talk about it, we probably would not have to go through half. Well, that's a tongue twister. We would not have to go through half of those relationships, which would leave us heartbroken. You know? Because in that particular episode, I did say it a lot. Communication to me is everything. Without that, there is not a relationship. Others people are saying trust. Others are, you know, everybody's different. And which is okay. Because if you know me, I'm one of those people. I love to agree to disagree. I love to play devil's advocate. I love to challenge the envelope. Like, you know what I mean? I was that dude, like. You're either going to like me or not like me, and it's probably going to be for the same reason. So, you know what? It is what it is. But relationship was good, because those gentlemen, I knew at a time in my life where I think I started my adulthood about, because it was like midway through high school. So I was going off the hype of who I think I was, you know? But started to open up my mind to having aspirations and goals and trying to reach those goals. So when I met those two gentlemen, I wasn't the man you see today. So to be able to work with them, that in itself was a blessing, you know? So I'm really grateful to have that. And again, both men are accomplished. Nate, my biggest, like, my favorite thing to say about Nate is the humanitarian that he is. This guy puts kids through school. He gets them scholarship, trains them, and gets them scholarship. That to me, I don't know how he's gonna beat that as far as being better, but that to me, yo, he's the man for that. Like, I mean, like, you're really out here doing something different. Like, I rate that. And Joel, the same thing. What to me is the favorite thing to say is, for the first time I seen a black man be in a position where I'm like, yo, I can do it too. So he's also out here inspiring people. Not necessarily just inspiring them, but making it real, opening pathways, platforms, opportunities for them to accomplish what it is that they trying to accomplish. So kudos to those two gentlemen, and I'm so blessed to have them in my life. And moral of the story is, get you people who want to go somewhere in life, who are going to support you, who are going to show you love. Because everything you do in life is a goddamn relationship. It is a relationship, y'all. Every single thing. From the girl you chase, from the guy you work with, from, you know what I mean, the person you live next to, you know, where you go get your gas all the time. Once you do it more than like 5 times, I don't know if the number aspect matters, but once you do a particular thing consistently enough, which that thing involves somebody else, it's a relationship. That's my definition. You know, so if you agree, great. And more importantly, if you don't agree, hit me up. Let's talk about it. Like, wagwan, bro. Yes, I was influenced by the Jamaicans. So let me go. And I got dreads. So what? I'm from Toronto. Allow me. But I still know who I am because I have real people who keep me humble and keep me grounded. So without really rambling too much, 9 episodes. Wow. I still can't believe it, you know? Because we have big plans for next season. Like, we're trying to go visual. I keep telling people I'm shy. They don't believe me. So your boy is really gonna have to step it up and like, yo, I don't know how we gonna do it, but I have no doubt that when we do drop it, not only is the love gonna be there, because you know the followers and listeners are pretty loyal, and I can't wait to deal with y'all. But I'm shy, so don't come in there and make me look bad, all right? But I'm looking forward to having you, you know. My biggest like excitement for that is just being able to show this reality. And I mean, like, not just being able to talk about it, because I'm an action speak louder than word kind of thing. So to be able to really let people into my house, it's different than letting people into my house. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's really exciting and nerve-wracking to me and real. So 9 episodes, new and old followers. Your boy loves you. But my old followers come first. I love my loyalty. You know what I mean? Like, this right here, this was a reality come true. This was, like I said, this was my therapy. If you listen to that first episode, that first plot, those that know, they know, you know. Shout out to my girl T. She's your loyal fan. Like, it was emotional. It was a lot, you know. But now that, you know, we get that this ball going, we get this energy, we got this platform, like, we really have to share this light and I guess talk about these real issues, right? Like, I keep saying 9 episodes. I feel like there's a few that I didn't shout out, like the one with Adrian. That was episode 7. Yeah, the international marriage. That was, listen, I find, listen, this gentleman, this brother is like, he's big bro, you know, and he dropped some gems that like me and the producer were looking at each other like, what? Did you know this? But more importantly than that, it was so real that like, it was something that like gives me chills just thinking about it. And this is like a brother to me, so I have the privilege to have access to that. So I can only imagine how many amazing people that is out there who we don't praise enough. You know what I mean? We don't give them that recognition. Because international marriage, it wasn't just black and white where you think international marriage. Like, this man been through some shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, bro. I don't do him justice, you know? Producer knows him a little better than me, but it's all good. I'm the little bro and I get advantages that he doesn't have. So we'll leave that as that. Like, bad decisions. You already know. Listen, you weren't there. You missed out. It is what it is. Oh, we definitely have to do that one back again. Trust me, bro. You were there in spirit. You seen, you know. So it is what it is. But yeah, shout out to my boy, you know, big bro, Adrian. Amazing guy. Who else did I miss? I think I got them all. And not to like downplay this here, but yo, all of these people that I just named, you're the big shotters, eh? Like, if you know, you know. They're big time shotters. Like, I can't sit here and say, yo, your boy Diggy Dad is on some because these people knew me before I became Diggy Dad. Like, you know what I mean? These people are doing things that, like, bro, I'm inspired. You know? So your boy E is really out here trying to change these narratives, because this episode really is about remembering how we got here. Yeah. Which we learned so many, like, underlying lessons that the ball just kept rolling. Like, I can't honestly say that I had a number in mind as far as how many episodes were gonna be out there when we first started this. I can't even say that, like, I thought I was gonna have this many followers, bro. Listen, we're having digits, and this is on each platform. It's growing, believe it or not. I didn't. Listen, don't let nobody tell you you can't do something. Why? Because if you don't try it, you will never know if you actually can or cannot. More importantly, by trying it, you now know where you stand, and you can either elevate or sustain that level, platform, energy, space that you are occupying. So let's change these narratives and stop pretending like every man for themselves. And behind the scene, I was actually talking to the big dog. Yo, you're gonna have to get a mic soon. They want to hear what you're saying. But I was talking to him. He's there. He exists. And we were just talking about this thing called life and how complicated it is. I mean, is there one way of living it? But there are certain things that it's almost guaranteed. And I showed you that. There are almost certain things, especially in the black community, there's certain things that's almost guaranteed to happen. And we cannot avoid it. Why? Is it because society tells us it's better to own up after? Or is it because you are pressured to, I guess the best word I have for it right now is to be selfish, then own up later, rather than be who you are right off the bat? Is that a valid question? I don't know. I'm going to put it out there for the listeners. You know? Yeah, man. Episode 9. Reflection. I want to know what's going on in your life. I want to know what you've been up to. I can't wait to, I guess, what's the number they're looking for? The number that I'm looking for is about 60% of the population get their vaccines or do what the government's telling them to do so I can go outside. Me personally, I'm not against the vaccine and I'm not for it. I'm not telling you to get it or not to get it. I just want to talk about it. And seeing how I don't like the sound of my own voice, but I'll be doing this for you. I'll be doing this for y'all. I'll be doing this for we. I had to reflect a little bit. I had to show my appreciation and just be me and give you a little bit of an update as to what to expect, what is coming, and how it's been, you know? So again, it's your boy Diggy Dat. Stay safe. Stay blessed. We're going to be on every platform that we are already are. And when the new stuff will drop, you'll be the first to know. It's your boy, Diggy Dat, out.